FM 90.3 WJTL. Toby Mac is going to be here on Sunday at the Giant Center. That's Made to Love. Switchfoot's Native Tongue. Prior to that, hey, happy good morning to you, Mindy and Fred, with you on this last day of February, and it's 7:06.
And our very own Lisa Landis wants to play your request and your dedications. That's Fridays at 5 o'clock. That's tomorrow. You can listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com. You can even post your request on the Facebook page each Friday afternoon. It's the Friday Request and Dedication Hour at 5 o'clock right here on WJTL.
And our friend Jerry Higley is here. Jerry, the Executive Director of Lebanon Valley Youth for Christ. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning.
It's always great to have you here.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, anybody you want to say hi to?
Well, I should say hi to my dear wife, Karen. Should say hi to my sister, Joyce, or else she'll call here kind of angry.
Why didn't you say hi to me?
Yep. And I'll say hi to my good son-in-law, Junior. I have a couple son-in-laws, but he's the good one.
Oh, that's funny.
The other guys are still in bed, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. They won't hear that. Yeah, and they'll have to go back and search the tapes to make sure you said that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Jerry, tell us about Lebanon Valley YFC.
Yeah, so YFC, you know, has been around for, I don't know, 70-some years or something.
Yeah.
And I still feel like we're meeting the needs of kids, still ministering to them in a good, healthy way.
Yeah.
Have some great staff. They just love the kids. Kids love them. Of course, we're working with kids from in Lebanon City, so a lot of poverty and, you know, all the junk that kind of comes with that.
Yeah.
Kids that aren't growing up in Christian families, so they come to YFC for a pocket of peace and some good food. We feed kids every evening when they come.
Yeah.
Just to help hunger and, and teach them about Jesus, love on them in powerful ways. And, yeah, it's just, I feel like we're still doing a good job.
Yeah. 40 years you've been there. So that's pretty amazing. In your 40 years, is there one story that you just, man, God really moved during that time or something you remember?
Yeah. You know, I think there's a lot of stories like that. Honestly, Fred, I think right now God's just doing a great movement. Maybe more than I've seen in the 40 years. So in the next segment, we'll probably get into that a little deeper because that's just a great story. But yeah, there's different times through the years when God's really, you know, just done exceptional things for us. And I think even right now is one of those times.
That's awesome. And if folks want more information about Lebanon Valley YFC, they can visit you online.
They can. Yep. www.lvyfc. The initials for Lebanon Valley Youth for Christ.com.
And we're going to talk about the auction coming up, which is here coming up in March, the middle of March. So we'll give you more details on that. But I want to just talk about you got to run. You've been running now marathons for a little while. And I remember when you turned 60, you're like, wait, it's a division. It's 60 to 69. I'm going to be the youngest. I can win. And you were winning races. You got to be in the Boston Marathon.
Last year. Yep. When I was here last year at this time, I was training for the Boston Marathon. And you'd have to qualify. So that's kind of a big deal. But I got up there. And the weekend for the Boston Marathon was just awesome. It was just a great experience. The race itself was horrible. Because it was the coldest Boston Marathon in 30 years.
Oh.
It was like this morning. There was some sleet, you know, when you first started. The wind chills in the 20s. The wind was 15 to 30 miles an hour in our face, 26.2 miles. It was bad, Mindy. I'm telling you,
I'm sorry, he's looking at my face. I'm like, that just does not sound like fun in any way, Jerry.
And then it rained every step of the way. Not just sprinkled, it just poured. It was miserable. And so that's why my good son-in-law, Junior, I said, hey, shout out to him, because he was there. There was about 20 of my relatives and friends up there, and I'm going to back again here this year because the experience is so bad. I thought I want to have a better race experience.
Yeah.
Junior's the only one so far that signed on the dotted line saying he's going with me. All these other 19 or 20 people said, I don't know. They said they had such a miserable day standing in the rain and the cold, no place to go to the bathroom or eat.
Yeah.
So good
for
Junior.
So did you finish?
I finished. Yeah. I finished under 4 hours. So
that's amazing.
There were, you know, the elite runners, they're running for prize money of like $150,000. 60% of them dropped out of the race. They said, hey, it's not worth it.
And you stuck it out.
I stuck it out. I ran for nothing.
Now, how about for your age group? Do you know how you did in there?
You know, there's so many. All I know is I came in about, there's 30,000 runners.
Yeah.
So I came in about middle of the pack of the 30,000.
That's amazing.
So, yeah, wow. I'll take it.
Good for you.
So this year, I'm hoping it'll be a little
Hope there's
better.
A warm snap.
Yeah.
When is it?
It's April 15th. It's Patriots Day in Massachusetts, the big state holiday.
Yeah.
So, so it's coming up.
Oh, that's a great story. Coming up, we'll talk more to Jerry about what God's doing through Lebanon Valley YFC. We'll talk about the auction and much more, so we invite you to stick around. In the meantime, Jerry's going to go out and run around the Junction Center.